Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. If it's springtime, I'm in Scottsdale, and I'm eating well, and I'm enjoying my life. But I also get Billy Hayes on, which is a highlight. He's a first base coach and the catching guru of the Giants. And I want to tell you, you're going to put a book out one of these days on a scouting report on catchers. There's a lot of catchers in this camp, a lot of people for you to work with. And I'd like to just tell the fans about some of the young kids we have here.
Well, you've got Ross, Garcia, and Wynn are the youngest ones here. And, you know, Wynn has really opened some eyes. And I think Garcia has improved from last year, maybe coming out of a shell a little bit. And Ross is a guy that's been around a little bit and played kind of on and off last year, not getting a whole lot of playing time, all three of them. But, you know, they're in the game. They're attentive. The drills are going good. It's just a matter of, you know, at this point in time, it becomes where they don't get to play a whole lot, and it's more drills, so they'll get some action here pretty soon.
Boy, Billy Hayes with us, and of course he knows footwork behind the plate and getting up, getting the arm and throwing position. Let's talk about Garcia and Wynn technically. Where are they at technically?
I think if you looked at a prototype catcher, Wynn would be a guy that just would stand out. He throws it right from the ear. There's no long stroke in there, and he's quick. He kind of comes out after the ball a little bit, where say a runner gets a pretty good jump, a real good jump, and you wait to catch it before all your footwork starts, instead of just having a little bit of movement going into the ball. And he's one of those guys that kind of goes after the ball and gets it. And the other day I had him at second base at 178. Although the guy was safe, he still made a really good throw. And Garcia is more of a kind of wait back, stand up and arm it guy, and we're trying to get a little bit of movement created in there without throwing off accuracy and that kind of thing. But you know, Wynn looks like the prototype guy that throws it right from the ear.
Well, it has the footwork for these guys, because it's, you know, being behind the plate, we always joked about the blue suede shoes for the guys who move around too much behind the plate. What about the footwork for those two?
Well, these guys are both real quick. I think Wynn is probably the quickest that's been here in a while from the minor league camp. And Garcia, you know, as long as they get movement going towards second base instead of kind of going sideways behind a right-handed hitter and trying to throw, I think that's our direction, is online more. Now, it's great if you're throwing to third, but when you're throwing to second, you want to get everything going towards second base, and we're trying to negate some of that awkward movement to your left side when they throw. But both of them have quick feet, extremely quick feet, and plus above-average arms.
And they can hit. Garcia had 15 home runs, and Wynn's a big kid, too.
Yeah, they both can hit. You know, it's hard for them to actually show what they can do on a regular basis, because they don't get to play that much, and the pitchers are now starting to dial it up a little bit. But they both show ability to hit the ball into right field with some drive to it.
Boy, nice having Billy Hayes with us, talk a little bit of catching. Going further just a little bit for Susak. Now, Susak is the backup right now, and Trevor Brown is right with him. And both of those guys, they both have a shot to make the team.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's a battle with competition, and that creates somebody's going to have to step up and do it. And, you know, both of those guys are, Brownie's probably impressed me more with the way he swung the bat this spring. Then he's pretty solid behind the plate. There's a calmness back there. I think the pitchers like throwing to him, as well as Susak. And, you know, both of them have the ability to hit the ball the other way. Susak, if he stays up the middle and the other way, he can really turn on some balls just by reacting to the ball inside. But defensively, you know, there's areas that both of them have to work in. And, you know, they have to get that. I think one of the biggest things is you get that confidence with the pitching staff that, you know, balls in the dirt aren't getting by, and they trust in what you're throwing, and you have to earn that trust from them. And I think they're both still in that, you know, hey, we're learning to get the trust from the pitching staff.
Yeah, I know we talked a little bit about Susak last year, and you worked with him extensively on getting the arm in the right position for that throw to second base.
Well, if you recall, when we played Kansas City a couple years ago, not in the World Series, but they stole 7 bases off him and Lincecum, and Susak did not throw a ball below 2. I mean, excuse me, above two. He was in the 1.8s consistently, the low 1.9s, and he was over seven. And that's kind of gone awry a little bit, where the confidence level has to get back up there to where he can throw. And, you know, we're doing some things with him on the backfield to get his stroke down and just feel good about it, because it's a rhythm thing, just like hitting is a rhythm thing. And if you don't have that rhythm when you're throwing, you know, there's not a whole lot of time. You don't come set like a pitcher does and hold the ball. It's, you got to get rid of the thing, and you got to try to be accurate and not give up an extra base with an error.
Yeah. Boy, Bill Hayes with us. All right, let's go to the main guy, Posey. And he's been working with you since he came up to the big leagues. He's a tremendous catcher, gold glove kind of catcher, and the staff likes to pitch to him and everything else. So let's take just look at the arc that he's on.
Well, somebody noted the other day, I think right before batting practice, I was getting ready to throw to that group, and Posey was standing there with his leg kind of crossed, leaning on a bat, and they said, look at Posey, he looks like a coach. And I said, no, I look at Posey like he's the best player in the big leagues, and to me, that's what he is. I mean, he's a special talent. He's always asking you questions about what I see, and you know, his footwork is there. He's one of those guys that in between innings can come out and work his feet real fast and then just kind of slow his arm down and put it on the bag. He's got that kind of feel. A lot of guys don't have that. Defensively, he's fine. He's catching a couple new guys, which he's really been impressed with. And, you know, him and Smarzdra and Cueto will both get on the same page with him. And, you know, he's just an unbelievable talent and a guy that just continually wants to get better.
I was like Cueto the other day.
I thought he was good. You know, he just found the middle a couple times, and, you know, a long off season, or short off season, I should say, with the World Series, and I don't know what all he did there, but he's going to be fine. He's a competitor. They're getting their work in right now. I know that's probably what the fans, well, he gave up three runs or whatever, but he's a guy, when the bell rings, he's going to be there.
You know, you're an all-time catcher, first-round pick of the Cubs in, was 1978, if I'm not mistaken, Billy Hayes, but watching Cueto, and now you're the catcher, and he does the twist. All of a sudden, he doesn't stop, and he throws quickly. You're the catcher. You know what's coming?
No, you don't know what what's coming. You just got to be ready. You know, and ironically, it's kind of strange, because it's probably, you know, I talked to Posey about this. He goes, I'm glad more guys in the league don't do that. You know, and I don't think Posey would have much trouble adjusting to something like that, but it definitely is a timing deal, and hitting's timing, just like throwing the ball to second's timing, and it disrupts your timing, and that's what pitching is about, and he adds that element in there.
Yeah. He paused at the top of his delivery for, I think, a count of five the other day before throwing the ball.
You're probably kind of trying to go forward a little bit as a catcher, but you just got to, you know, you got to be ready, and unfortunately we have Buster back there, and he's ready for anything.
All right, it's going to be fun. All right. Now, on a bunt in front of the plate for a catcher, who makes the call whether he goes to second or goes to first? How does that work?
Usually the catcher, you know. What we do is I try to tell them the distance and the direction of the ball. You know, if it's hard and it's right back to the pitcher, you know, naturally you can go to second base. But if he's got to go to one line or the other, and the ball's kind of, you know, deadening and rolling and starting to come to a stop, well, you're going to take the out. But it's usually distance and direction.
How about for the catcher, whether he's going to get the ball and make his throw either to first or second?
Well, that's knowing the pitcher, knowing the fielder, if he's comfortable throwing back to second. Some guys aren't, you know, they're used to throwing off that mound. You'll go out there and just, you know, if there's a ball you can handle, you'll call him off and not let him handle it. His job is to throw strikes and get outs, and our job is to suck up those little ones on the ground and get outs for him.
Very well put. Someone once told me a while ago, if the ball's on the dirt, the catcher should take it and he could go to second base. If the ball's on the grass, he'd get the out at first.
That's probably a pretty good idea. It goes back to distance and direction again. You know, if they bunt it and it's right out in front of the plate, you got two pretty easy, you know. Just got to be careful and not interfering with the runner.
And don't hit the pitcher in the head either. I've seen that.
Get out of the way.
All right. Blocking a ball behind the plate. You're the catching guru. We have a lot of people listen to the show. What's the key to blocking a ball behind the plate so it doesn't kick off and go somewhere else?
Well, this is something I've used for eons, is your hands will lead the way. If you're anticipating a breaking ball in the dirt, 0-2, 1-2, and you're throwing a chase pitch, your hands are just going to fall over and go toward the ground in between your legs. And when you do that, everything else follows. It's when you get into a position where you start to reach for the ball and try to backhand it or pick it. And Buster even had one the other day that he said kind of skipped under his glove, and it looked like he had it. He thought he had it, but he said, he even told me, he says, you know, my hands didn't lead the way first. I started to reach, and then I turned, and by that time it was just kind of off the web. But, you know, you get your chin to your chest, you round your shoulders, and you got to be a hockey goalie. And I always try to tell them to think they have a fluorescent dot painted right in the middle of that chest protector, and that's where you want the ball to hit. And then, of course, you got to get some angles. You know, breaking balls do come back the other way, which Brown found out from Bumgarner the other day on his curveball. Went way back the other way. Even though it's breaking into a right-hander, when it hits the ground, it's going to go back the other way toward the left-handed batter's box, and it went over him that way. Some guys' sliders will just hit the ground and stay on the ground. Change-ups typically hit the ground and just stay low to the ground. And curveballs naturally have a tendency to come up a little bit and go back the other way. So predetermined what's going on and what pitch you're calling is kind of where you're going to have to be. And then it's just kind of a crapshoot whether you got to get in front of it or not and put that dot on the ball, and hopefully it stays in front of you.
Boy, I'm going to tell the professor, we got to put you on the faculty. We got to put you on the faculty on Sunday morning. This is Billy Hayes. This is Baseball 101.
Yeah, I'm not up with the professor yet. I got a couple years to go to get up in his category, but it's good. It's fun talking to you, Marty, about this.
I appreciate it. Billy, thanks so much.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you, Marty.
All right, that's Billy Hayes, first base coach, catching guru. Fans, you got a good lesson today. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.